Okay, the way to today's daf is daf lamed hey. We'll start from lamed dalet omed beis, five lines from the bottom of the omed. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kois echad hayimemali midam ha-teruvis. On Erev Pesach, as we know, there were thousands and thousands of kabbanis that were brought, the covered Pesach, and as a result, it was assembly line type of service in the Beis HaMikdash. You had people shechting, and then you had a whole row of kahanim. First one, of course, was Makabel the dam in the Mizrik, and then he handed it over to the next coin, until it reached the Mizbeach, and that final coin did the Zrikas Adam. There was a concern that maybe one of the Mizrakos fell, and all of the blood fell out on the Ritzpah, which we already said in our Mishnah, that we've learned in the past, is not Shunish Geferlich, it's not terrible, because what you can do is you can go and collect all of the dam from the Ritzvah, put it back in the Mizrak, and then once again take it to the Mizbeach for the Zrikas Adam. Rabbi Yehuda was concerned that in fact this may have occurred in the thousands of Kabbalas that are being brought on one day in Erev Pesach, maybe after the Kabbalas Adam, the Mizrak, somehow the Kohen who was walking, who was standing, whatever, he fell. He slipped, and then the whole Mizrak and Dam fell, spilled out. And if that's going to be the case, then there wasn't any Zrikas Adam on that Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a good idea. When we're done on Erev Pesach, it's 5:55, now closing up the Beis HaMikdash, everybody's getting ready to run to the mikveh, run to shul, run to do their Korban Pesach, whatever, to their Seder. So right before we're closing the temple doors of the Beis HaMikdash, Buddha said, let's go and take one kais means like one large mizrak, and be memalef dam hataruvis from the floor, from the ritzvah. Why? If it turned out that one of the kalim fell to the ground and all of the blood spilled out, this way will be machsherit, so you don't have to worry about any karbonis, unfortunately not having had the benefit of zrika sadam. Amr le Rabbi Yehuda, it could very well be that some of the blood that you are collecting was never in a Mizrak. And if it was never in a Mizrak, we said earlier, then that blood is totally possible. What you have to do is do a new Kabbalah Saddam from any Dama Nefesh which might remain in the Tzavar HaBehema. And so therefore, wherever you do, what have you accomplished? Any blood that's on the floor that came from a non-Kabbalah blood that was not in a Mizrak, That blood is worthless. So you haven't accomplished anything. So if you mark it, they said that emphatically. There's blood on the floor that was not niskabel b'kli. How do they know that there was such blood that was not niskabel b'kli? Did they have observers standing there the whole time to make sure? How do they know? So if you mark it, we didn't really mean v'haloi niskabel. It meant ella shaman loi niskabel b'kli. Perhaps there was a carbon or two where the blood was not niskabel in a mizrak, it went directly on the floor, and therefore, that's the concern. What have you accomplished by collecting all the blood together? There may still have been a carbon or two, which didn't have an initial kabbalah sadam. Om lehen, says he more at the top, afan ilo yamarti, when I said, Rabbi Yehuda said, that we had this etza of doing a final kabbalah sadam by sweeping up and scooping up some of the dam teruvis, I'm only talking about Kishin Niskabel B'Kli. Of course I'm talking about where every one of the Kabbonis, the blood was Niskabel B'Kli. So, and there's no problem, everybody agrees. There's Niskabel B'Kli, the blood falls to the floor, just scoop it up and it's good. So Tumavahu Gufa Mino Yoda, and how does Rabbi Yehuda know that every single one of the Kabbonis, the dam was Niskabel B'Kli? Maybe in fact there was a carbon or two where the blood fell directly onto the floor. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Kehanim's reason. You do not have to worry about the Kehanim because it's reason. Most people teach the word reason means that they're very quick. Mm-hmm. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that they were very diligent and careful and meticulous. They did their job the way they're supposed to. So you're wondering, if that's the case, then how did the blood spill out on the ground if they are so diligent and so meticulous? The Avden Haya, says Rashi, means Mehera. They're working very quickly. After all, thousands and thousands of Kabbalahs are going to shnell, and the Azor is being filled up with hundreds of thousands of Eden. There's a lot of pressure, and they're running. And guess what? As a result of their running, they may have slipped, they may have fallen, and now what happened? the blood spilled out. But for sure, all of the blood was niskabel in the Mizrach lichatchila. This answers your question, Brother Barry, that you've already asked numerous times. How do you go and justify going and collecting all the blood from the Ritzvah? Maybe some of it came from a situation where there was no Kabbalah Saddam. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's impossible. Every one of them, there was a proper Kabbalah, because Kehanim is reason hang.
How is this Dichoy that we had those initial questions? So it was
that's yesterday's Sugya, if you don't mind, okay. Will be Dochid until after this year is over. Break the Marvali Dam Hatam says Urubai. Now I have a separate question. On the blood on the floor of the Ritzvah, of the Azara, that is, you had not only Dam HaNefesh, but also Dam HaTamtzis. Dam HaTamtzis means the blood that flows after the spurting blood of the Dam HaNefesh has ended. Now you have residuary blood that now runs and drips from the carton. When that falls
after he's dead.
After the animal is dead. No, for sure. Even the Dam HaNefesh only after the animal is dead. As long as the animal is alive, there's no Dam HaNefesh, there's no Dam Tamtzis, and no Dam Ivarim. It's all in the animal. We're talking about now that you find blood on the floor, and the Yehuda says, scoop it up and use it for Zrika Sadam. So the fact that there might be Dam that was not Niskabel in a Mizrak, the Gemara has already been Docha that. There is no such thing. All of the Dam was Niskabel in a Mizrak. Problem is that maybe the Kohen, as he is running, as he's handing, as he's taking the blood towards the Mizbeach, he may have slipped, or whatever may have happened, and now some of the blood is spilled to the ground. Scoop it up to make sure that there's a Zrika Saddam for that particular carpet. But for Eitimara, in addition to any Dam HaNefesh which is on the floor, there's also Dam HaTamtzis on the floor. And the presumption is, Rabbi, you're joining us now, we're on Lamed Hey Omer Aleph, third line from the top of the Yomid. This Dam HaTamtzis also included, and the assumption is it's not that it's just Mu'urubai, but the Dam HaTamtzis may even have been the Roiv. Why would it be the Roiv? Because all of the blood that you have on the floor, you have the initial Dam that spurts out the Dam HaNefesh. But after that, you have tons of blood which are now spilling out, or at least flowing out of the Tzavar HaBehema, which are no longer qualified to be Dam for Zrika Sadam, because Zrika Sadam has to be Dafka Dam HaNefesh, as the Gemara is going to bring a Raya in another couple of lines. And if you have Dam HaTamtzis, and especially if the Dam HaTamtzis happens to be the Roiv, won't it be Mevatel the Dam HaNefesh? And if that's the case, you haven't accomplished anything. Everywhere Rebbe Yehuda Letami, the Omer Dam HaTamtzis Kori Dam. Rebbe Yehuda goes with Shitosa that he holds Dam HaTamtzis has the same status as Dam HaNefesh. Where do we see that the Sanya Dam HaTamtzis be Azhara, Rebbe Yehuda Omer be Koris? We always talk about dam being bikaris. If a person eats dam, drinks dam, he gets chas v'shalom kares. However, it's not so simple. The Gemara is telling us if it's dam hanefesh, for sure this kares. Then there's nothing to talk about. But if it's dam hatamtzis, or dam ha'ivarim, or dam hu'or, other types of dam that leak from time to time, just like chas v'shalom, people get cuts on their hands, on their feet, whatever, and dam comes out, it's not typically life-threatening, but nevertheless, it's dam. So same thing, l'havdu by behemoth. You have the dam hanefesh, which is the spurting blood, which indicates that this is a dead behemoth, as Bill pointed out before, because of the shechita. But if you have other dam, which is now leaking or spilling out from that same mokad, as well as even when the behemoth was alive, and you have dam coming out from a cut in the leg or wherever, what's the status of that dam? So Rashi points out, this is not our Gemara. In Sechtes Krisis, the Gemara goes through that there are five references to the Isser of eating dam, and therefore there's a machlokes whether all damim are created equally, or in fact are there differences. So the Tanakam of this Brisa says, dam hatam, dam hatamtz is only asara. If you were to go and eat that dam, and you do it, of course, with asra and all the rest, then ba'asara it's a lav, and you would go and get malkis for it. The Yehuda said, no, you go and get kares, because dam HaTamtzis is the same as dam HaNefesh. So Gemara assumes at this point, what does it mean that it's the same as dam HaNefesh? That you could use that too, or at least it's not going to spoil the dam HaNefesh for purposes of the Zrikas Hadam. So then you don't have a problem of a roiv mitabitl, that you have more tam HaTamtzis than you have dam HaNefesh, because dam HaTamtzis, the Gemara assumes at this point, is just as kosher for Zrikas Adam as Dam and Nefesh. Why? Because all of them are Bikaris. But that's not true. Even though the Gabi, the Isser of eating the Dam, he holds tak, it's the same as Dam and Nefesh, Bikaris. Yeah, 100%. However, the Gabi Machaper is in with Zrikas Adam, Eina Machaper. Why? Because in the Pasik, Ki Adam Hu, Benefesh Yechaper. Those of you who like to read the whole Pasik, number one, Ter Ore Shalim, Rach Chazak, Vadilti Achol Adam, why? Ki Adam Hu An Nefesh, Play Soichal An Nefesh, Im Habasa. So the Gemara is telling us is that which one is the one that's Machaper, Ki Adam An Nefesh, he's the one, Rach Chazak, Vadilti Achol Adam, Ki Adam Hu An Nefesh. That's the Dam is the Nefesh. In other words, the Dam An Nefesh is the one that's Machaper, Dam Shan Nefesh, Yoitzaboy Kori Dam, Shan Nefesh, Yoitzaboy, Ein Kori Dam.
Was this received in a Mizra? I mean, this is Dama Tamsis.
Dama Tamsis is on the floor.
It's on the floor, but it had to be accepted, it had to be put into a Kli Sharis, it had to be put into a Mizra.
You're asking according to the Havamina. What the Gemara is saying is that at this point we're assuming that Dama Tamsis did not go in a Mizra, it went all on the floor. Yeah. The Gemara asks, either Dama Tamsis, isn't that Mavatl the Dam HaNefesh? And therefore, what have you accomplished by scooping it up? Okay. You have a roiv of posel of blood for purposes of Zrika.
It's kosher even for...
So initially, the Gemara assumed that it was kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda, thank you. That it was just as kosher, just like if you were to eat it, you get Kores, just like Dam HaNefesh. For purposes of Zrika, it's just as good as the Dam HaNefesh. So Zimar, no, Chas V'Shalom. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when it comes to the Zrika Sadam, which is the one that is Mechaper, Ki Adomu HaNefesh, it's only the one that is the Dam HaNefesh, that's the one that's Mechaper on the for the Zrika Sadam. So back to square one, if that's the case, if Dam HaTamtis in fact is disqualified for Zrika Sadam, why don't we say the Dam HaTamtis would overwhelm the Dam HaNefesh because of Bittel? And if that's the case, what have you accomplished? My roiv of the blood that I'm throwing is a Dama Tamsis, and that would be Mavatal, a Dama Nefesh. So, why do you bother going throwing the blood? It's now totally disqualified because of Hilchas Bittel. Says you have a beautiful Tami, don't forget a beautiful Shitos, the Ein Dam, Mavatal Dam, because of you, the holds. Exactly. Where does that say? In Rashi, in the first narrow line, in Dam, Mavatal Dam, it's not a Hilchas Dam, it's a Min Beminoi Dam. Min Beminoi, Loi Batal. That being the case, in this mixture, even if you have 60% Dam HaTamtzis, 40% Dam HaNefesh, makes no difference. The Dam HaNefesh is still Be'en, at least we deem it to be halachically Be'en. Now when you do your Zrika, even though you're including with your Zrika Dam HaTamtzis, which is Le'imala V'le'imoyrit, big deal, but at least I have the Dam HaNefesh, which I'm being Zoyrik, and therefore it's all great and fine.
Yes.
Good?
Yeah.
Frey Dimara, Omelam Rebutin, Rebutin says, we have the Kabbalah. I don't think Rabbi Yehuda lived in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that we know that on Erev Pesach there used to be pokikin ha'azara. What means pokikin ha'azara? The word pekak. Even today in Eretz Yisrael it means it's a traffic jam, right? So here too, there's a traffic jam, meaning that they were pokik, they would go and stuff up the hole where the Amas Hamayim and the Azara left the Beis Hamikdash to the Nachal Kidron. As we know, in the down the Beis Hamikdash in the Azara, there was an Amas Hamayim. The reason why it's called Amas Hamayim because the depth and the width was that of an Amma, and therefore, what was that used for? For all bloods and waters and any other liquids that would find themselves in the Azara, they would come into that Amma, and then they would be washed out into the Nachal Kidron. That was on a daily basis. On Erev Pesach, they used to go and put a stopper there and didn't allow for any blood or liquids to leave the Azara. They would all stay there on the Ritzvah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you why they did that. Because the Shitasi, it's very good, because at the end of the day, they wanted to make sure that none of the Kabbonois had the absence of Zrika Sadam. Because if they had the absence of Zrika Sadam, then that carbon would not be a kosher carbon. Since we don't know for sure, best thing is scoop it up at the end of the day. We already addressed all the issues. Maybe it wasn't the Skabal Mizrak. It wasn't the Skabal Mizrak. So how did it fall in the first place? Because they were hurrying. And maybe this Dam HaTamtzis, no problem. It's not Mevatel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbanan, why did they bother going and stuffing up the hole, leaving the Azara and having all this blood accumulate? There's no need for it. What they wanted to do is be able to go and show to the whole world that's coming to visit the Azara, oh, look at this tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Thousands, thousands of Yidden come from all over the whole world to go and bring their kabbonis, and they're bringing thousands and thousands of these kabbonis. So it's a goyish shvach, seeing how the Kohanim doing their avoida, their have the blood on the floor going up to their ankles. Frank Dimora, that doesn't sound like such a good idea, because vadam have chatzitza. Don't we have a din of chatzitza? We already learned earlier back on Daf Tezvot that the ragli kahanim had to be on the floor of the azara, and if they were standing lemushal on top of kalim, or even if Reuven Hakoyin put his feet on top of Shimon Hakoyin's feet, guess what? That is also considered to be a chatzitza. So don't they have the chatzitza? They have the blood underneath their feet, separating the feet from the floor. Every malachu, we have a chatzitza. Since it's liquid, you don't have to worry. Now we learned the gabe hilchos mikvois, the gabe person who's toiveling in a mikvah. Hadam vadioi vadvash vihacholav yeveishen choytetzen. Lachem ein choytetzen. If they happen to be dried out blood, dried out ink, dried out dvash, honey, cholav, milk, if they're yovesh, then this taka chatzitza problem. Make sure to remove all that. If it's lachen, if it's liquidy, it's fluid, and chatzitza, you don't have to worry because automatically it's going to be washed away by the water. Don't worry about chatzitza if it's lach. Oh, so therefore, l'chai don't have to worry about a chatzitza here either because of the lach, because of the blood, because it's also not blood which is congealed, it's all flowing. Right, tomorrow, fine. So the chatzitza problem you've taken away. Don't you have a problem? The Kohanim wore their begodim until the floor, and therefore, if it was mamish to the floor, at least until their feet. That being the case, if you're telling me that the blood is going all the way up into their ankles, and then the bottom of their ksoinis, of their big tikkunah, is going to go and get wet and ultimately dirty from the blood. Utanana, you've got a matush to Hashem, if the big de koin hedged, amatush, same thing applies to koin glove, but the god matush Hashem, if they happen to be bloodied, if they happen to be dirty or soiled, the avani does the avodah vodos psula, it's possible. So all these kahanim are not going to be able to go and do
Is it the ankles or the knees?
Does he say arkuv say means knees?
So I think he said knees here.
The word arkuva, depending on the context, either refers to ankles or knees.
The joint of the legs.
Okay.
Yeah. My assumption had been that we're talking about the ankles, but if in fact he says knees,
how can it be to the knees? I mean,
a lot of blood.
It's a lot.
That is it.
Thousands and thousands of kabbalas being brought, you know.
No. With the rope to the knees or the rope
can't
to
walk.
The ankle?
Once again, I'm sorry. You're
talking the level of the blood?
Yeah.
Talking about the level of the blood. The Gemara says it comes to our Kuvit saying.
Yeah.
I assume that means ankles, but you hear that Ariel is quoting the art scroll. I'm sure the art scroll has a Makara source for it, that it went to the knees. Good.
Due to large crowns, it got scrolled up.
Fine. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, he says knee-high blood.
Knee-high blood. Fine. Rabbi Yisai, I accept it. Shkoyach Ariel, thank you for correcting. No, thank you for pointing it out. It's beautiful. It's even a greater shvach. Look at all this huge amount of blood. Tens of thousands of kabbonis are being brought. Everybody comes kaisu as oil regel. People were
borch. The tapuach got to be big too.
That's true too. Zok Yimara oy bazoi. So now that I have a problem, especially now that Ariel's pointed out that I'll leave the art scroll that went all the way up to the vestments. Yeah, exactly. If it went all the way to the knee, so then for sure the bottoms of the ksoinis would go and get soiled as a result of the blood. Maybe you're going to go and tell me that they hitched it up with the benefit of the avnate, and as a result, they made sure that the big tekuna didn't go all the way down to the ground. They only went down to the before knees, top of the knees. Well, something like that, yeah. Thank you, Morbatanya. Didn't we learn that the koyin, when he puts on his begodim, it has to fit him. There's no one size fits all. You have to go measure exactly how the koyin has
to fall. Like a glove.
Like a glove. Very good. So where do we know this? I'm from Midoy. If you look at number 2, push tight in the pasuk, halav shekoyin Midoy vad. So what do you learn from Midoy vad? It shouldn't be any shorter and shouldn't be any longer, exactly to the measurement. And as a result, you're not supposed to go and hitch it up. And the Gemara that we learned earlier on in our Masechta said that if you go and hitch it up with the avnate, it's megizgayit. it's deemed to be as if it's cut off at that point. In other words, even if it normally is the proper length all the way down, but if it's got hitched up as a result of the avnate, then we deem it as if that is the actual length of the big dekuna. If that's the case, and then the big dekuna over here is going to be even shorter or even higher than the knees. So it's really going to be short. So wouldn't that disqualify the avodah? And with the Gemara, by lochas evorim, the kevish, the lav avodah, we're talking about that they did hitch up the begadim, but you don't have to worry about it because they use those begadim at this point to go to the kevish to go and take the evorim. The evorim means from any carbon oiler and any aymerin from your carbon pesa. So this is considered to be lav avodah. Why is lav avodah? Of course, it is an avodah, but it's not an essential part of the avodah because, as we learned in the past, even if you lost all of the aymerin, etc., it's still a kosher carbon as long as you did the zrika. The zrika is the final matir and machshir. Oh, so it's not considered to be an avodah with a capital I, and it's considered to be a secondary avodah. So do nishkeferlich if they're having their big tekuna hitched up, that doesn't passel the avoid. Freitim revoloi, but time to do with the brace, the hikar kainis hakoil. So loch is a worm of kevish. Don't go and just poo poo it and you do it. This is an avoid as well. Even if it's not the ultimate one that's matir or machshe, but if it's an avoider, then it has to be midoi kimidosesh, le yechsev le yoysev. How can you say that he hitched it up? So Timur, you're right. When would they go and hitch up their ksinus? So it shouldn't go and get dirty from the blood down on the floor. When they're being moilach eitzim l'marocha, when you, typically every single day, you put shnei gizri eitzim all the way in the morning. However, here you had a very, very busy day. Two eitzim are just not going to hack it. You got to have, throughout the day, people taking up eitzim to the marocha. This is considered to be more of a practical, mechanical thing, as opposed to an avoida. So here, if they hitched up their begotten to make sure not to go and get bloodied, okay, not a problem, it's not an avoida. They're just supplying the eitzim for the marach. For Eitimara, you're ignoring one major nekuda. V'lavuda hechi azli. After all, it started, the blood didn't just all accumulate 5 minutes to six before they're ready to go and close the base of English. It started accumulating throughout the day, especially if it went all the way to their knees. So the kohen already at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when the blood keeps on getting higher and higher and higher, how could he continue doing the kabbalah sadam, the ilocha sadam, the zrika sadam? All of his begotten are going to become dirty, soiled from the blood. So you're going to go and tell me he's going to hitch it up. But you said you can't hitch it up. You're now that I hitch it up. Otherwise, it passes the avodah. Envy Gemara, Azliya it's to be. They went on pedestals. They went on, how does he call it?
They walked on raised stones.
Raised stones. Very good. Very good question. Isn't that a chatzitza from the ground? So Rashi addresses that. What does Rashi say? Look right to Rashi. It's to be about a quarter down the Yomid. It's to be. It's to be. It's to be. Hoyusham. Binyan avonim, like you said, that these were raised stones. The einan choytetzin, the min haritzpa hein. They were attached to the ritzpa. These were not just brought in temporarily in Erev Pesach. It was part of the azarim. Yetchem will soon see it. The hei yibona beisam English. The part of the avon, part of the ritzpa, wasn't just flat tiles on the ground, but there were many places.
So they have like a ledge. They walk on
with their knees.
Yeah,
so how do you get to their knees? If they're standing up and they're above the blood.
After those kohanim that were going to be moved to Eitzel Maracha, they had to go and hitch it up. Those that are walking only on top of the
Eitzel. They're jumping from stone to stone.
Maybe you didn't have to jump. Maybe they were all, you know,
dangerous situation.
If you're jumping. But who says that's in the time? You're assuming that there's a space between one stone and the other. Could be that there was
a race. You have all this blood slipping. It's hard to...
Because of the slippage, that's why Rabbi Yehuda said, that's why you have to go, and at the end of the day, be memale the kois with dam, because maybe one of the kohanim throughout the day, as a result of running back and forth, slipped, especially on these raised pedestals, these raised stones. So therefore, you have to be careful. at the end of the day, go and scoop up some of the blood.
We learned, I think it was on the second day of Sukkot, we had the question about the Ritzvah, the floor of the Ritzvah, where a stone became dislodged.
Right, it was a tile.
All of the stones or just one stone?
On the other day, they wanted to say, I don't remember exactly the more, but they said that could be a chetzitza. But here we see it's not a chetzitza.
That was because that stone got dislodged. These stones were cemented to the ground.
They were cemented.
Exactly. Like a table cemented to the ground.
Part of the binyan. They were part of the binyan. Right? Binyan avarim. They were part of the ritzvah. These were not mobile stones. They were attached to the ground.
They were higher than the knees, obviously. Otherwise, you wouldn't see them. It would be very dangerous.
Right.
Yeah, because the blood is out. You can
bang
into them.
The height of the stones had to be greater than the knees. You're right. 100%. Jok the Mishnah. Ha-shoyche des zevach. Okay, from here until the end of the daf, we're going to deal with Hilchos Pigul in great depth and at great length. It's all pretty straightforward, but you have to focus attention because we're going to talk about Mifaglin and Mispaglin, what part of the Karman can effect Pigul and what part of the Karman receives the Pigul. We'll talk about that in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Look at the Mishnah. Hashoich lezezevach, the person who's doing the Shechitza zezevach, and he has in mind, Lechol dovish ein darkoi lechol, lo hakta dovish ein darkoi lehaktir, kosher. Meaning, what's a dovar shedarkoi lechol? We're talking specifically about the carbon now. We're not talking about people that eat sushi and pizza. We're talking about the particular carbon. If at the time of the shechit, and the same thing applies to the other three, what happens that the person who's doing that avoida has in mind that we're going to go and eat from part of this carbon, lemachar or bachutz, right? The typical cases of pigul of chutzl, mani chutzl, koimai. So it's got to be a dovar shedarkoi lechol. What's the dovar shedarkoi lechol in every carbon? The basar, of course, chutz from the carbon oil. But otherwise, all other carbon is part of the carbon is eaten, meaning the basar. So if you want to have a pigul situation, it has to be that you have in mind lechol dovar shedarkoi lechol, or to be makta dovar shedarkoi lehakter. What is a dovar shedarkoi lehakter? A regular normal carbon, it's the aimurin that you put on the mizbeach. Also, the Zerika Saddam, but Agamara doesn't deal with that. So, the point is that if a person wants to be mefagel, or even if he doesn't want to, but he has a machshava that is mefageles, chutzazman, chutzam koyme, it's only effective to pass the carbon, only if he had in mind lecha tovashe, darka lecha. So, if he had in mind, I'm shechting the carbon, we all have in mind now that we're going to eat some of the chalev, some of the emurin tomorrow, or we're going to eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash, b'chutz, that doesn't ruin the carbon. Why doesn't it ruin it? Because it's not a dovish adark lechel. He has in mind the gabi, the emurin. The other way around, if he has b'shas, the shechita, l'moshel, l'hakta, we're going to be makter tomorrow, you can't do it tomorrow. Dovish ein dark lahakter, some of the basar we're going to go and put on the mizbeach. We're assuming it's not an oila, and therefore this is a derech to eat, not to be makter. It's kosher because that's not your normal achilas odom or achilas mizbeach. Kosher. Reb Lezer pasul. Now, why does Reb Lezer pasul? So Agamor doesn't go into it. We have this back on Daf Chavches because Reb Lezer holds that mechashvin me achila li achila. Since the pasuk says v'mehi ochel yei ochel b'yoy mashlishi, the two achilas together, one is achilas odom, one is achilas mizbeach, and therefore Reb Lezer says even if you switch the achilas odom and achilas mizbeach, also it has a din of pigul.
Posel, just posel, or even pigul and chayav akar.
Posel is always because that's the common denominator.
Okay.
Avad, if you're talking about that, it was a chutzis mali, it would also be pigul. Okay. Right, exactly. Now continuing the Mishnah. Lechol davish darka lechol lahakta davish darka lahaktir. That's your normal machsheves pigel to eat something that's roy lechol, like basar. To makta davish darka lahaktir, like the emurin. What's it did? If it's bochad nekazayis, it's still kosher. Because since throughout all of the halacha, whenever you're talking about achila, typically achila is bekazayis. Normally to be over chas v'shalom is a being chaylev, is a dam. You typically have a kazayis, that might be a rivius. Okay, but the point is, it's a din of a kazayis. Here too, to have halacha of pigul, he may ochel. Yeah, yochel, it has to be an achila b'kazayis. So if it's less than a kazayis, it's kosher. What about lechel k'chotzi zayis or hakik k'chotzi zayis? Kosher. What happens at the time of the shechita? This shoychet has in mind a machshev b'spigul. A half a kazayis to eat from the basar, half of a kazayis to go and be maktir. Both of them, lemochar, or chutzum koymoy, what's it in its kosher? Why is it kosher? These are two separate achilas. Don't combine them together. They're not mitzvah. Hashoich is a zebach lechol kazayis min ha'orim min ha'raitiv. Now we're going to go and talk about foods, food items. I'm sorry? Food items from the korban, which are normally either not eaten at all, or they're not considered to be substantial edibles, even if people eat them, but people don't look upon them as being that that's the essence of the carbon. And therefore, our Gemara is going to go and tell us that the din of an achila means a proper achila that people look forward to eating it as, you know, to have a suda to eat. So, for instance, says the Mishnah, Shoichel zevach lechol kazayis min ha'or. I'm going to go and eat a kazayis from the hide of the animal. You don't eat from the hide of the animal, it's too tough, it's too thick. Doesn't mean that nobody in the world doesn't eat it. There may be one person in China, whilst he's preparing all the COVID stuff, he might be eating from the ar. But normal people don't eat from the ar. Umina roitiv. Roitiv means the gravy. Yes, a lot of people eat the gravy, but that's not the essence of the meal. If you're having a piece of roast beef, and then you pour some gravy on it, yeah, but people don't have the gravy alone. Umin hakipa. Kipa means the sediment at the bottom of the pot. Whenever you're cooking the mushul for Shabbos, you're making a chicken soup, and that you'll see when you pour out all the soup from the bottom of the pot, you'll see on the bottom that there's going to be a little bit of sediment in the form of a little bit of the spices, a little bit of the carrots, a little bit of the meat, little pieces, so little stuff on the bottom. Is that edible? Yes, it's edible. It's not considered to be a substantial devar achila. You might eat it as part of eating the soup anyway, so you have that kippah, but it's not considered to be a choshev ezach. Umina elel, busais elel, is a machloikis and mafarshim. Rashi says it's gid hatzavar, shu kosher ve'in roi l'achila. So gid hatzavar could be understood as, for instance, a jugular vein, or it could be a carotid artery, but it means a major blood flowing
vessel,
good, thank you, in the tzavar of the animal. Says Rashi, who kosher, that's a very hard thing. Vein roi l'achil, it's not roi l'achil. Once again, so all of these things are the bishas, the zevach, he had in mind, we're going to eat either l'machar, or b'chutz l'mkoymai, he's going to go and eat a kzayis from the or from the roit, or from the kippah, or from this el, from this artery, this vein, umen atzamas, or from the bones, umen agidim, or from other sinews throughout the body, umen akanaim, or from the horns, umen atlafayim, or from the hooves. He had in mind chutz l'mano, chutz l'mkoymai, this is all kosher. Okay. Why? Because it's not a derech to go and eat them. Some of them, of course, are almost or totally inedible, and some of them, it's just that that's not a substantial food that people look to for achila. You don't say, oh, I'm invited to the other guy for kiddush, and what is he going to give me? He's going to give him the sediment from the bottom of the pot. You're never going to come back for kiddush anymore. It's possible you won't even talk to the guy anymore. Anyway, so therefore, that is not an achila that could be mafakat. And there's no dinner pigul nois v'tomei. The Gemara is going to point out, l'chor, this is repetitive, because we just said that hashoich l'zevach lechol kazayis min ha'or min ha'roitzer chutz l'zman chutz l'mkoyim is kosher, meaning that there is no dinner pigul. And then you say, v'in chayil l'mishem pigul. Mister, I just said that now. Were you listening? So why did we repeat mishem pigul? The Gemara is going to ask. And you also not chay mishem noiser or tomei. In other words, if any of these items are beyond the time limit of eating the carbon, and you eat it after that. Normally, if you eat noiser, chas v'sholom this kareis, oichel havoy niyisa, kis kodesh hamchila, v'nichus hanefesh, here there's no din of kosher, because these are basically inedibles anyway. And the tamei, there's no din of a tamei dika person eating from the gidim karnayim klefayim, and saying, oh, if a person eats it, t'mosei alav, v'nichrisa, these are not considered to be part of the edible parts of the carbon.
What, tummy gavra or tummy chavtza?
They're both, but since we're talking about the tummy, l'chor is going on the gavra, and he's saying that even if he happens to be tummy, it's no problem because these are not considered to be edibles anyway. Ha'ashoichles ha'mugdashin lechol shlil oishilia. Notice that we changed the verbiage because we started the lashon of the Mishnah ha'shoichet es ha'zevach. And then once again, just 6-7 lines ago, we said Ashoichet es ha-zevach. Here it says Ashoichet es ha-mukdoshin. Why do we change Lashon? So Rashi says that wherever you see the word mukdoshin, this is a good dicta question for those people, metaktik and lashonis and all that in text. This is referring to a female animal. Female animal, when you see the word mukdoshin, automatically think to yourself, oh, this is a nekeva. It doesn't mean that you cannot use the term zevach for a female animal. In fact, Mietz Hashem, when we get to the Gemara, we're going to talk about zevach in connection with a female animal. So the word mukdoshin from Rashi is exclusive nekevos, but the word zevach is not exclusive males zechar. We'll see. Hashoich is mukdoshin. Lecho shlil oy shilya bachutz loy pigem. What are we talking about? We're talking about an animal, a nekeva. Nekeva, which was muberes, and when you're shechting the animal, you realize that the animal is muberes. So the shoichet has a mind to eat the shlil or the shulya. The shlil, I believe, is the fetus, and the shulya is called the afterbirth.
The shulya, the placenta.
Eat a fetus or afterbirth.
Okay, no problem. What's the difference between a placenta and afterbirth?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay, good.
So I usually would say Uber, wouldn't it? If it's the
Shlil is what we're talking about over here is the Uber.
Okay.
In fact, Rashi has another gear, so he brings an Uber and he says, "Don't be gorgeous Uber," because we already said Shlil, and Shlil and Uber are the same. Anyway, so you shechted the Nekeva, and you had a mind to eat the Shlil oy shuya bachutz, meaning chutz lazman, chutz l'koymai, loy pigel, that's not pigel. Why is it not pigel? Says Rashi, because it's not considered to be the essence of the carbon. It's almost like an accessory to the carbon. The carbon is the mami, the hema, not the shlil or shilya, even though that's obviously part of the carbon. And Barry's now thinking to himself to go and ask the question, what's your question? Oh, beyerechimayhi. So Rashi is going to address that mitzvah in the Gemara shortly. But in the meantime, if you have in mind shlil or shilya, then loy pigel. The carbon does not become pigel. We're going to point out a mitzvah when we get to the Gemara, that you could have the reverse, which means not that he had in mind to eat the shlil or shulya b'chutz, and therefore it's loipigo. What happens if he had in mind to go and eat the behema tomorrow, la'acher zmanai, you know, the chutz zmanai, chutz lum koimai? Okay, and then clearly the behema is going to become pigo. What about the shlil or shulya? Will they also become nispagel? Well, we just said in the Mishnah, lecho shlil or shulya loipigo. So we're going to distinguish, Reb Lazer is going to distinguish between using the shlil and shulya as a mifagel or a mispagel. Mifagel means to effect the pigel. Our Mishnah says, if you have in mind the shasra shchita to eat shlil, it does not cause pigel. However, if you have in mind the mushal to eat the basar of this carbon tomorrow, then the carbon would become possible, would become dependent with tomorrow or whether it's chutz l'mkayim or chutz l'zmanai. I'm always going to trip on that because you're always going to go and ask.
I'm not asking anymore. Okay. Got an exemption.
Baruch Hashem, thank you. So, lech l'shlil l'shul yechutz, so if he had a mind to eat the basar, and then he ate from the shlil or shulya on the spot right now, he didn't wait for 3 days, he ate it today, then Gemara is going to tell us it does have the status of pigel. So not that shlil or shulya cannot become pigel, they just cannot be the mefaglim, they cannot be the ones that cause the animal to become pigel, because it's considered to be secondary to the animal.
Say
it is, we're going to see that in Rashi, the Yerachimah, when we enter into the Gemara. Ha moilik es a toirim. Toirim and bnei yoin, of course, are oifos. Moilik means to do malika. What happens if he has in mind lechel beitzeyen bachutz? Again, chutz means chutz l'zman, chutz l'mkoymai. Loi pigel, why did he use the term before? Pigel and basel, chveis nish. But there are achroinim that deal with the text. But ha moilik is a toirim lechel beitzeyen bachutz. Since the beim are not the essential toirim, they're like an accessory, secondary to the toirim. If you have in mind those eggs to eat bachutz, loy pigel. Cholub mukdoshim. Cholub mukdoshim means again an animal. Mukdoshim means a nekeva, and it has milk in its udders. Which udder? Udder this one, udder that one. But it has milk in the udders. Ul bey toyrin ein chayavin alei mishum pigel the nois of a tummy. There's no chiyav on the mishum pigel nois of a tummy. This part of the Mishnah sounds like not only can they not be mefaglim, but even they cannot be mispaglim. What does that mean? If you had in mind on the animal that b'shas shechita, haylocha, kabbalah, whatever, you have in mind to go and eat this carbon tomorrow, And therefore, the carbon is going to become now pego. What happens if instead of eating from the carbon, he drank from the chol of HaMikdashim? He's not chai mishum pego, because the milk does not get the status of pego. Even though the milk is, of course, drinkable, but nevertheless, the din of pego is only on a dovah shadar kalechol, and this is not considered to be eating. It's drinking, and it's also not significant vis-a-vis the rest of the animal. So therefore, no din of pego, no din of noiser if you drank it after the zman, or tamei, or if a tamei person were to go and drink it, no iser. Zokti mar. Amre bluzer. Pigel bezevach nispagel hashlil, vishlil linispagel hazevach. Pigel be'elel nispagel moiro, be'moiro linispagel elel. Pigel be'imurin nispagel parim, be'parim linispagel imurin. Reb Lozer is saying the same halacha with three separate examples. Each one of these examples is what we said a moment ago, and that is, even though a shlil cannot be a mifagel, it can be a mispagel. Just to explain that once again. If bishas the shchita, or bishas the kabbalah sedam, or bishas the ilach, or bishas the zrika, one of these people that is doing the avoida has a machsheves pigel. What's a machsheves pigel? To eat something chutz lizmana. So what happens if he had in mind to go and eat from the basar of this carbon, which was in a keva, the mushal gabe, a shlom of course can be in a keva, an oila can't be in a keva, but a shlom of course can be in a keva. Okay, so Barry's going to say, if it's not tomorrow, then you have to book 2 days from now. Mask him 2 days from now, 3 days from now, when it's beyond the zman, the time limitation. So if you had such a machshava, bezevach, on the zevach, notice here we're talking about a female animal, because it's nispagel ashlil. Nevertheless, Gemara uses the term pigel hazevach. So that's why I said before, the word muktoshim, Rashi says, is exclusive to nekevis, but you see that the word zevach can be used even in connection with a nekev. Okay, so it's not exclusive to Tzchar. So if you had a machshavas pigel bezavach, I'm going to eat the meat of this shlomim 3 days from now. Oh, you had a machshavas pigel. And instead of eating from the meat, rather I ate from the shlil, the spagel shlil. The shlil has the status of pigel, and therefore if you had a machshav of chutz liz manoi, chas shom, the person gets kares. However, shlil, if you had a mind, I'm going to eat from the shlil, loy nispagel zavach. Then the zevach does not become nispagel. But you just told me that the shlil is part of the animal, and therefore if you eat it, then it's a din of kares. Yet it can be a mispagel, even though it cannot be a mifagel. And that's why we're saying that if you had pigel in the zevach, then the shlil is nispagel. If you eat it, kares are baisa. But if you had a mind of the shlil, then nispagel is zevach, then nothing happened. What's the difference between one and the other? So Rashi explains that for Hilchos Pigel, it has to be the gufay shel zevach. That means the real essence of the carbon. You didn't bring a carbon of a shlil. You brought a carbon of the mami animal for your carbon shlom, lemashal. It happens to be that the animal was pregnant, or became pregnant, and so therefore it has a secondary animal inside it. And Rashi says, even if it hold uber yerech imoy, but nevertheless, that's not the kavana and the machshava when he brought the carbon. So therefore, the gabe, the pigel machshava, it has to be in the essence of the carbon, not in the shlil. So if you had in mind the shlil, loy nispagel hazerach. For those of you who want to know, where's that Rashi uber yerech imoy? If you see Rashi where it says Gemara, and then go down five lines, loy nispagel hazerach, b'sov Reb Lozer, that's the mandiyama here. Shlil gufoy de zivchave, it's taka a part and parcel of the zevach, do be yerech imayhu, umiu, a machshav de mefageles hazevach. However, if your machshava was to eat that shlil lemachar, that's not mefagel. The dovish ein darkoi lechel hu, drub de inchi loy achli lei. Even though, yes, there are many people that enjoy having the shlil, the fetus, the uber, nevertheless, most people, liachli, they just discard it. Shlil atzmoi, loy nispag, menektoni masisin, and a shlil itself won't be mefagel, menektoni masisin, lecho shlil, a shili bachutz, lepika. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, here we spoke about so far the case of the zevach and the shlil. Same thing applies, says Gemara, the gabi pigel be elel, nispag lemeira. You remember Rashi said about the elel, that is a very hard gid hatsavar, carotid artery, jugular vein, whatever, a major blood vessel, al pi ario, inside the neck, it's gosh in roi lachi. So pigel be elel, nispagla mayro, nispagla elel. It says over here that if you mefagel be elel, It works. There's nisbagla. And our Mishnah said that elo doesn't work. If you have in mind elo, so hard, it's not edible, no din of pigle. However, Rashi says, here we're not talking about any more about a behema, we're now talking about an oif. The elo of the oif, those jugular veins or whatever in the tzavar oif, those are so soft that people can eat it. Not that people go to a restaurant and say, I'd like to go and eat a whole portion of elo. But it's royal achilles, as Rashi derakich, because it happens to be thin and soft. Ah, it's not no different than, for instance, as we discussed a few days ago, nobody eats, or no normal person eats the oil of a behema, but many people go and eat the skin on a chicken because it's so thin. Some people.
Or in the ayala of a.
Exactly, the ora alia that we have.
Of an azer of a para.
Very good. So getting back to our Gemara. So getting back to the Reb Lozer. Pig of El, if you had in mind of the El of an oif, which happens to be Roy Lachila, and apparently people eat it like you eat the skin of the chicken, eat it together with the chicken. Some people eat the El together with the rest of the oif. Oh, since that's Roy Lachila, it's considered to be the essence of the oif, the spagla, mayra. Then mayra also comes the spagla. What's the definition of mayra? Mayra, the fancy English, according to article, is the crop. What is the crop? The crop is where you have in it, the crop is right before the food gets digested in the stomachs. If I'm not mistaken, the mayra is also referred to a pipik in Yiddish, or a gizzard.
A pipik,
you know what a pipik is. Years ago they used to give that out. All the bar mitzvah is part of the fricassee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now they don't, now they just give some weeds and some grass for the first course. Anyway, that's but the more weeds and more grass, the more expensive it is. Especially if you add into it a portobello mushroom. Anyway, all very gishmak. So, if you were mafagel, the el nispagel meiro. But meiro nispagel el. Because since meiro has in it a lot of what's the waste that's going to be leaving the body of this Torah ben Hayoina, so that's not considered to be the essence of it, and therefore lo nispag el. So once again, you can have that the meiro is nispag el, even though it cannot be mifag el. Finally, the same thing, the gabi pigel be'emur in the spaglo parim, parim in the spaglo emur. The parim that we're referring to specifically are the parim hanisrafim. What are parim hanisrafim? Those are the par that is brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And what do you do with that par after you do with the Zrikas Adam, the Azoyas Adam, the Fnai Lefnim, and in front of the Paroiches, and then on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, and you pour out all the rest of the blood on the Mizbeach HaOyla, on the Yisait. What do you do with the par itself? You don't eat it. You take it out to the Beis Hadeshen. It's Parim HaNisrafim. Same thing applies to two others, which may or may not occur throughout the year, may never have occurred. That's a par Kohen Mashiach and the par Helam Dovish Tzibur, all of them on Israfim. However, bear in mind, even though we go and burn the vast majority of the animal, there still are emurim which are put on the Mizbeach Hachitzai. Ah, so those emurim are similar to any carbon chatas which you have that you put on the Mizbeach Hachitzai. But in addition to that, the rest of the animal, instead of being eaten, chatas normally is eaten by the Kohanim, this you go to the Beis Hadesh. So, vojok di gemara vein them. So, say di gemara, pigel bei murim. If at the time of the mush of the shechita, and the shoyich had in mind that we're going to take these emurim and we're going to put them on the mizbeach tomorrow. Emurim can put on tomorrow, even by shlomim. It has to be done that day or that night. By the next day, it becomes possible, benoyis or belina. Okay, so if he had in mind pigel bei murim, since that is something that you are maktir regularly, so that's the achilas mizbeach, nun nispaglu par. So then the rest of the animal, the par, even though it's not roi l'achila, why is it not roi l'achila? Because you're going to go and burn it. It's roi l'achila in terms of physically, but not halachically. Nispaglu par, so these parim also become nispaglu. On the other hand, yud parim, if you have a machshova that you're going to go and eat these parim tomorrow, since these parim are not roi l'achila, loy nispagle emurim, and the emurim did not become nispagle. So emurim can be mifaglim, and I'm sorry, yep, they can be mifaglim even though they're not nispaglim. And the same thing, the gabi, the parim is the other way around. The parim can be mispagel, but it cannot be mifagel. So those are the three examples of blessing gave. The gabi, the zevach and the shlil, the gabi, the elel and the murah, and the gabi, the emurim and the parim. Let's try to bring a raya to this Reb Lozer that you can go and cut between mifaglim and mispaglim. And that is v'shalom. Shav means that there's a machloikis, says Rashi, between the Rabbanon and the Gabi Reb Shimon, the Gabi Porim Hanisrafim. That was the third case which we just brought. That both of them agree. Now, what do they not agree? If you look at the Rashi in the first wide line in the Rashi down below, the Rabbanon Amri Pigel Noiheg Parim Hanisrafim, the halach of Pigel applies to Parim Hanisrafim. Shimon says, no. Since you don't put the animal on the mizbech, it's only the emurim, and chayvul mishum pigul, there's no din of pigul by these kabbonis, by the parmen israfim. So now getting back to Aramara, Shavim, however, even though they have a machloikis, is there pigul, is there no pigul by parmen israfim? They both agree. Shemchisha b'achiles parim ubsreifasan le'osav le'klum, that if he had a machshava legabi eating from the parim tomorrow, or even the sreifa of the parim, which is what you're supposed to do, he had a mind to do it tomorrow. That's not considered to be a machshava hamifagelis. Rashi explains the reason why b'achilas parim, because it's not edible, we don't eat it, so it's not achilas adam. It also doesn't go on the mizbeach, so it's not achilas mizbeach. And even though we do sreifa tomorrow, Rashi, but sreifa is not achila. It's not achilas adam. It's not achilas mizbeach. So even though you had a mind, you're going to go and do a sreifa tomorrow. Fine, but it has nothing to do with Hilchai's pigle. Okay, so that's where they both agree. What do you mean they both agree that there is no pigle by Achilles Parim? Didn't we just say that Rabbanan Amri pigle noyig by Parim Nisraf? That's what Rashi said in the first wide line. So, Bazoi, so what's pshat? My love, what did Rabbanan mean that pigle applies to Parim Nisraf? Hachishe be'emurim nispaglu Parim. That if you had in mind, the Shoichet had in mind, that we're going to go and take these emurim, and we're going to go and be makter them tomorrow, then nispagel parim, then the parim are going to become nispagel. So we just said now, if chishe b'achiles parim, if he wanted to be mafagel by having in mind, I'm going to go and eat the parim tomorrow, this is good. But if I have in mind of the emurim, then the parim do become nispagel, which is exactly what Reb Lozer said in his third example. Pigel beimurim nispaglu parim beparmu nispaglu emurim. Ah, so don't we have a clear cut raya to Reb Lozer? You can distinguish between mifaglim and mispaglim in this very case that Reb Lozer was talking about. Pigel beimurim nispaglu parim. Anymore like you have no raya. Why not? Hachishu beimurim nispaglu emurim atzmon. It could be that the parim, neither can you be mifagel with a kavana to eat the parim tomorrow. And maybe even the parim themselves will not become nispagel if you have in mind that we're going to be makter the emurim tomorrow. So what did we say that there is a din of pigel that attaches parim nisrafim to the emurim themselves? The parim could be that is neither din of pigel, neither mifagel nor mispagel. No right to blossom. I was saying over here chishbe emurim nispaglu. The emurim are nispaglu, so that if you were to after that go and eat from those emurim. Not recommending it. It's mostly halavim. Rashi says, "What happens if you happen to like liver? A lot of people eat liver, chopped liver, and roasted liver, especially on Shabbos. So, what happens if you want to eat from the yoseres hakoved, which is a little shtickle which is attached to the koved, or the kloyes, which are the kidneys? Apparently, these are edible entities. If a person was machashu in that, and the spaglim were not, those would become pigle. But could be that the person never becomes pigle at all." So no raya to Rebbe Lasse.
It's interesting here that you have, you could have a situation where you're not the whole rest of the behemoth is not. You split in between the emurim before. We said it's one entity. If you were mafagel the emurim, I thought we said you're mafagel the whole core. But now we're saying there's a division between
the
Beach and the busser that would be.
What you're saying is beautiful, and you're going to see in the Gemara shortly that we're going to have a much more expanded list of those things where there's even though there's pigle on the rest of the animal, but on that particular part there's no dinner pigle. We're going to get to that in Mitzvah shortly. Your eyes are going to open. Really? Yeah.
You have a half shirt. This is pigle. This is all you can eat.
Well, exactly. If it's pigle, the korban is pasul, so you have to redo it no matter what. Is that correct? Isn't that correct? That if the verdict is this korban is pigle, then it's a do-over. This it didn't. It's not meratzeh.
What you're saying is correct, but we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on
the chiyuv of eating basar from this animal.
If you were
exactly,
that is the
correct. But there's another. There's a secondary.
Problem. Yeah, there's always secondary. Then there's going to be another question. What bracha should he make before and after? I mean, there are always additional questions. Let's just focus on the Toshima. Parim minus rafim is in minus rafim. Me alan ben mishu hukdeshu. Nishchetu hukshuli possible to yoyim umchusik purim ubelina. So what does it say here in this price or this mishnah? Parim minus rafim. Parim minus rafim is what we spoke about before. Those kabbonis that you brought bring the par on Yom Kippur. Seir minus rafim is also the sword that is brought on Yom Kippur from the two seirim of the hagrola, the sword of Hashem. So what's the din? If what do you do with that par of the soyer on Yom Kippur, and what do you do with the parim throughout the year, the parim of Shetzibur and the par of Mashiach? You have to go and burn them on the Beis Hadash. Good. What happens if a person had hanoah from those parim or from those seirim? What hanoah would he have? For instance, he took the par and the soyer and he worked with them in his field for plowing, or he rode on the back of them to go and take a ride from here to home, or whatever it was. So he had hanoah from it. Mayal behem. From the moment of Misha Hukdushu, once this was consecrated and selected, oh, you par, you're going to be for the par of Mashiach, par of Tzibur, par of Yom Kippur. Once that happens, you're makdush for that purpose, or the same thing by the soil, mayam ben the din of Me'ila applies. Only after Nishchetu, that's already the next step, so to speak, what happens then? Hukshu li possible to yoyim mechusik kippurim ubelina. If you have a person with full yoyim mechusik kippurim, full yoyim, of course, a normal person, he came to me, went to the mikveh waiting for Herif Shemesh mechusik kippurim, are those special individuals, Azov, Metametzoyim, Metayeledis, what's their din? That they still have to go and bring kabbonis after that, so they still have a vestige of tumah. Then they can pass a list, parim adesrafim, after the shechita. A live animal, typically, there's no way you can be metamit. It's a live animal. Only after the animal is geshochten. Oh, so now it's susceptible to receive tumah, not only tumah from a full-fledged tumah, even but full yoyim, chusik kippurim. Yeah. Oh, belina. The woman's belina. Normally, lina means that you leave it over its normal zman. What's these normal zman? Pardon the service, you often you have to go and burn them either during the day or during the night. If the person didn't burn that bottom of the surface in that day, and he waited until the next day, it becomes possible belina. Okay, but now...
And what happens to it after that?
What happens to any carbon that becomes
possible? You burn it anyway, so you're going to burn it in the Makam HaSreifa either way.
And will you Mekayim the...
No, but is that essential? Is that essential? No, it's not. The Zrika is essential. So what difference does it make? If you held off and you didn't burn the Parah HaSreifim in their time, okay? They come possible belina. So you burnt them 4 days later. You didn't get to it. You didn't have wood. Mm-hmm. It was a drought. So it doesn't matter. You're going to burn them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The korban's good. The zrika was done properly in the right time, the right day. What does it matter?
What is the din of becomes possible between Yom Mechusar Kippurim?
It becomes tamei.
So what difference does that make?
It's metame kachim is a lav.
Indeed. Oh, you're talking about B'chol Kodesh Lesiga.
It's a lav. It's nothing. He's not going to eat it anyway. He's going to burn these anyway.
Well,
so
right. He does eat it.
No, if he does eat it, that's another problem. It's,
I assume you'd have to look at him. This is not our Gemara, obviously. You'd have to look at Me'ila Daf Tes. It's a Mishnah there in Me'ila. I'm assuming what the Gemara of there means is that as long as it's still within the day or still within the night, you can still be Mekayim the mitzvah of doing the burning of the Beis Hadash and Kiel Chasan. However, if you wait until the next morning, then you lost out on doing that mitzvah. It becomes possible. Yeah, what are you going to do? You have to go anyway. You have to
burn. Exactly my point.
Yeah. No, I understand. Zukti Mora. Now, the word lina, again, means like the word noiser, that it remained after its normal period of zman. However, my love doesn't not only mean lina's possible, but also shema mina migoy de posla belina posla ba machshava. Aren't we also talking about not only the noiser or lina quality, but also the machshava's pigel quality? Meaning that if you had in mind Bishas, the Shechita of the Parim HaNesrafim, the Seirim HaNesrafim, right, Nishchetu, so now it's Hukshiru, that now the Pigel would apply to these Parim HaNesrafim. Now the question is, you can't eat Parim HaNesrafim anyway.
Right.
So what type of Machshava are you having Legabe these Parim that you're saying that they are susceptible to Lina, including the Machshavas Lina, which means Pigel, right, to leave it over for tomorrow. Is L'Choyra, it doesn't make sense to say that It's hokshlu belina, meaning for pigel. Muzdach sign that we're talking about that he had a machshava not on the basar, but he had a machshava on the emurim. And what we're saying is, if you have a machshava on the emurim to be makta them tomorrow, that's going to cause the basar also to become posel al spigel, lina, including machshavas lina, which means pigel. So don't you have a raya now to Reb Yehuda, was Reb Yehuda? I'm sorry, to Reb Lozar. The word of Reb Lozar say in the Omed Aleph, even though things sometimes cannot be mifagel, but they can be misfagel. So if you had a machshava to go and eat from the basar tomorrow, that would be a meaningless, nonsensical machshava, because you can't eat from the basar of parah minas rafim, eat a minas rafim. However, if you had in mind bishas the linas on the emurim, bishas putting the, not bishas, at the time of the shechita, you have in mind to go and put the emurim on the mizbeach, not today, but tomorrow. That's a machshava mefageles, and what would that cause? It would cause even pigel on the parim, on the basar itself. So you see that distinction that Reb Lozer made between mefagel and mispagel. Zoktimar loy linas emurim. Same terrace that the Gemara gave on the top line, that when we're talking about the Mishah Nishchetu, it's Huchshru for Hilchois Lina, which means Hilchois Pigel. That means that if you have a Machshava of being Makdu the Emurim tomorrow, then the Emurim will get a din of Pigel, but not the Basar, just the Emurim alone. Also, if you don't have a Raya to Reb Lozer, who was talking about if you have Machshava and the Emurim, then the Basar also becomes Mispagel. You have no Raya. Thank you, Mohan. We're talking Sefer. Let's go to Sefer, that same Mishnah. Kulin me'alim behen ad al beis hadeshen ad shiyutach habosor. Although the Mehilchus Me'ila begins from the times of Misha Uktushu, when does Me'ila end? Even now, the Parim Nisrafim, Tzim Nisrafim have been sent to, and they are now on the beis hadeshen. Ad shiyutach habosor. Yutach habosor means until the basar melts. It doesn't really mean melts, but it means until it's the final burning of it. It's not just smoldering or just singeing, but it's totally consumed. So until that point of total consumption, the din of Me'ila still applies. Oh, so we're talking obviously about the basar. If we're talking about the basar, isn't then the ratio when it talks about lina also talking about the basar? So that's how many times safer. Kol mi'alim ben ha'jeri du ha'basar. So mechal the ratio is also that lina is a basar. So if we're talking about lina is a basar, it's a raya too. Reb Lozer, that you can be mefagel the emurin, so that the basar becomes mispagel. You do one midir, you mishka rai. How can he? What can he? So the Rashi is talking about emurin, the same is talking about basar. You have no rai. So bottom line is, we thought we had another rai to Reb Lozer. Mora said no rai. Moisiv Rabba. Now that we are done with our rai, now Rabba is going to ask a kashan Reb Lozer. The elush ein mefaglin, the ein mispaglin. You cannot be mefagel if you have in mind on any of these things. Chutzes mani, chutzem koymai doesn't apply, and they don't become mispagel even if you have a real pigel situation because you had in mind on the basar or the emurim. What are those? Tzeme shemarashi kivasim, seyer shemazakim tiyashim, ha'orev ha'roit v'akibah v'elu v'amirah v'atzabes v'aginu v'akinayim v'atlefayim v'ashliv v'ashiliyev v'chalim v'kadoshim u'beyitor kulei mefaglei mispagel. So getting back to your point earlier of Brother Shai, it doesn't say that the rest of the carbon comes in the smog. The rest of the carbon is 100% pigel. If you were to go and have any machshava legabe this, the regular parts of the animal to go and eat them chutzas manai, or in the emurim to be makta them, then the animal is pigel. However, these items that we just enumerated quickly, know that a pigel applies. So you have in the same animal, the same carbon, part of it is pigel, part of it is not pigel. So what are those which are not pigel? Tzemer shebarashi kvasim. If the Rosh HaKeves has on it tzemer, why does the Gemara only talk about the tzemer shebarashi kvasim? After all, you have tzemer on the whole body of the kvasim. Says Rashi, because the whole body of the kvasim, you strip the body of its hide, of its skin, with all the tzemer on it. So it has nothing to do with the mizbeach at all. However, the Rosh HaKeves, that you don't strip the hide from the cup, from the head of the animal, that you put the whole thing on the mizbeach, and as part, if it was an oila, for instance, that would be on the mizbeach as part of your evorim and pedarim. So what about tzemer shebarashi? If the tzemer happens to be attached, you leave it on. However, if the tzemer is detached, then Rashi says, im olu yerdu, you take it off. There's no business being on the mizbeach. Now, this is something that you don't eat. So it's not Achilles Adam, and it's not Achilles Mizbeach, and so therefore Pigel doesn't apply to it. So if you have a very strange individual that decides to go and eat from that Tzemer, Shebarashi Kvasim, he will not get the din of Kares, because this is not Achilles Adam, nor Achilles Mizbeach. And that's the whole list that we're going to list now are similar. Seir Shebezokim Tiyashim, if you have a goat that has like a beard growing out on the bottom, same Allah applies. V'oir, as well as the hide, that is the skin. V'oir roitev, we already said in the Yomar Aleph, that means the gravy, although that is edible, but that's not considered to be the essence of the carbon, it's considered to be just secondary. V'hakipa, those are the sediment at the bottom of the pot. V'ela, we already spoke about the jugular vein, or the carotid artery, in the neck. V'hamayro, in terms of an oif, mayro is the crop, the gizzard, the pipik, etc. V'hoatzomois, you're talking about the bones, vagidim, and you're talking about sinews, etc. Vahakarnayim, the horns, vatlafayim, and those are the hoofs. Vahashlil, vashilia, that's the fetus, together with the afterbirth, or maybe placenta, whatever you want to call it. Vacholav mukdashim, that is the milk that are in the udders. Ubeye toirim, as well as the eggs. Kulan loim mefaglim v'loim mispaglim. So before we continue, you see already lechoira the shtar kakasha that we're asking on Reb Lazar, who did distinguish between mifagel and mispagel. He said, none of them, they don't become pigel, they can't effect pigel. No, we said on the Amidah that certain things can be mifagel, can be mispagel, even if they're not mifagel. For instance, we said the gabi, the shlil, and the shilya. That was the first example of Reb Lazar. Pigel bezevach, nispagel hashlil, bishlil nispagel hazevach. If you had in mind on the basar of this female carbon, that I'm going to eat it, chutz lezmane, chutz lekoymai, then nispagel, then the carbon becomes possible, not only it becomes pigel, nispagel ha, shlil, the shlil also becomes nispagel. If you had a mind in the shlil, then nispagel hazevach, because the shlil is not the essence of the carbon, so it cannot effect pigel, but it can be nispagel. But here we're saying on the Yomid Beis, no, it's neither mifaglin nor mispaglin. Gunished. That's the Moriz Kasha. Yeah, it's good. We have another side question, which Gemara is going to deal with, that we talk about this Ein Mefaglin, Ein Mispaglin, three times in the same braisa. We're three times. We start off, Moisev Rabbah Ve'elush Ein Mefaglin, Ein Mispaglin. That's time number one. Now we went through the whole list. Ve'etorin, Kul Loi Mefaglin, Loi Mispaglin. I heard you the first time. Why do I repeat it? Okay, so, Nishkefel. Ve'en Chayav Le Mishem Pegel. Three times, you have to three strikes and you're out. Why does it have to say three times? We're going to see this in the Gemara momentarily. So there's no din of pigel, no din of noise, and no din of tummy on all of these things. V'amale mehen b'chutz. Anybody that goes and does shchutei chutz is, a din of kareis, but instead of shechling b'chutz, or being male a murim b'chutz, he was male any of these wonderful things that we just enumerated, since they are not ro'u l'mizbeach, Rashi says, im olu yerdu, take it down. No, the apotter, you're not chayiv on the din of shchutei chutz or even mala b'chutz, because none of these are ro'i to be mala b'fnim. So, no din of mala b'chutz. Okay. Zokti mara my lovely mafaglin, mezevach, le mispaglin, mach mazevach. L'choyre, this is addressing what Reb Lazar was saying, that then cannot be mafagel. If you have in mind, l'mush l'gabi the shlil, that I'm going to go and eat that tomorrow, we said, that does not mafagel the carbon. And if I have in mind, mach mazevach, that is, I have in mind the eating the basa tomorrow, then the shlil will not become mispagel because of that machlokes. Reb Lozer said, it is mispagel. Gemara light. Loi mafaglin, says evach, loi mispaglim, mach mazatzman. For instance, just taking the case of shlil, if you have in mind that I'm going to eat b'shasa shchita, I'm going to eat the shlil tomorrow, that's not mafagel ezevach, it's not considered to be the essence of the carbon, it's only secondary after all the shlil. Loi mispaglim, mach mazatzman. What happens if you have in mind b'shas the shchita that I'm going to go and eat from the shlil tomorrow? Not only is it not mefagel zevach, it's not even mefagel itself. That the shlil itself is so insignificant vis-a-vis the rest of the carbon. So not only cannot be mefagel zevach, but it can't be mefagel itself if you have such a machshava. However, if you're mefagel zevach, then you can be mispagel the shlil, like Reb Lozer said on the Amud Aleph. So this is not shver on Reb Lozer, because we're not talking about Le Mispaglin Machmas Hazevach. It means Le Mispaglin Mach Atman. Just because you had in mind, I'm going to eat the shlil tomorrow, It's Dvarim B'Teilim B'Vutolim. It does not get the status of Pigel to be Mechayev Kars. But in the Seifa it says, Kulun Leim Fagel Leim Mispaglin, Hasulam. Why do we have to do the second time? Lotashon Gizot. So Lechoyra, one comes to tell you, Leim Mispaglin Machmas Atzvan, and the other one comes to tell you, Leim Mispaglin Machmas HaZavach. Is a Chvaiter Akasha on Reb Lazar. Litaimich. Let me ask you back, like a rhetorical, right? He asks a Jew a question, he answers it with another question. Litaimich, Im Chayavan Leim Mishem Pigel, Hasulam Leim. Why would I say it a third time? The first two times, fine, I agree with you. You can go and say Leim Mispaglin Machmas Atzvan, Leim Mispaglin Machmas Azevach. Why did it say Ein Bei Mishim Pigel? El Aydi De Boi Lemisnas Noiser. The Tamei, since these three usually go together, Lahavdil, Lahavdil, Cheshed Mekotnu, or Lahavdil, Tom, Dick, and Harry. Rabbi Kohen Oshis is Chen Levrach. Always get pretty upset if I gave that example. So we put those three together. See, it too is Oh Pigel Noiser Tamei is kind of a group like Cheshed Mekotnu. Very good example. Shkoyach Barry. Very good example. I did the boy that missed the noise with Tommy, Tony Pigel. Hachanami, I did the boy that missed the Amalim in Bachutz. That was the final case, Amalim in Bachutz. It has to say there, Potter. So therefore, Tananami, we call him a Vagal and Mispagal to go and say, not only is there a din. Now, Lechoy Amalim in Bachutz is all the way at the end of this price. The second Lim of Vagal and Mispagal comes up two lines earlier. What does that have to do with Amalim in Bachutz? So I think what the Gemara means to say is, just like putting them Bachutz physically on the outside altar is gunish, so then the machshava of being makter them tomorrow bachut is also gunish. Just like Yemor said by Lina before, Lina is the actual carbon, then you have the machshavas Lina, which is the machshava of Pigel. See here too, I think that's what the Yemor means by saying, since we go to Malaban Bachut, which is the physical putting of these, whatever these wonderful things. But since none of them are roy to come inside, so therefore there's no dinner being malu achut. Same thing, and if you had a machshava about any of these things, whether it's chutz l'mana, it's all meaningless because these are not meaningful parts of the carbon. They're neither the buster of the carbon, they're not the amarin of the carbon, these are just secondary things like the horns and like the hooves, and this is gorish. Good. Rav Omar, Afanan Namitanina. Rav now goes back to support Reb Lazar, and he says, I have a raya to Reb Lazar. And he brings it from our Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Hashaykh Mikdashim Lechosh Lil, Oishu Yabachut. A person shechs the kachim. Remember, Mikdashim is in the keva. Lechosh Lil, he has a mind to go and eat the Shulia Shlil, Shulia Yabachut. Loi Pigel. That's goodish, because it's not Mefagel Esakar. Good. Same halach. But then it says at the end of the Mishnah, Cholav Mikdash and Beit Toyrim Ein Chayv Aleihem Mishum Pigel Noiser V'Tomei. It says now the Cholav and the Beit Toyrim, there's no dinner pigel noiser v'tomei. What about the Shlil Mitheshilia? Why didn't we repeat that as well? Because just like we said in the Reisha, we were talking about the Moilikis Atoyrim Lechol Beitzeim B'Chutz Loi Pigel, and now we're saying, oh, but by the way, the Beit Torim Ein Chayav Nalei Mishem Pigel Noiser V'Tomei. So why don't we include as well? And the Shlil and Shilya, also there is no dinner Pigel Noiser V'Tomei. Why did we cut it short? The Beit Torim we repeated. That didn't bother me. How come we didn't repeat the Shlil and the Shilya? Elav Shema Amina. Kan Machmas Ezeva. Kan Machmas Atzman Shema Amina. Because in fact, although Chol Matosha Beit Torim Ein Chayav, in other words, they're not Mifagel and not Mispagel, but Shlil and Shilya is different. Even though there cannot be mifagel, but if you had in mind to eat the zavach, and now the carbon becomes taka pigel, then the shlil and shulia are included, and they also become pigel shma mina.
Quick clarification. So let's just talk about the uber, the shlil, the uber. A person has a machshava to eat the shlil tomorrow.
Yeah.
No effect on the zavach. It's not pigel.
Before you continue, you have the Rashi and the Amud Beis. You see what it says, V'hammayruah.
Yes, Sh'of.
Where
is that? Murashul Oif.
Yeah.
It's the five lines into the wide lines of the Gemara.
Opposite.
It's an opposite that, parallels, Rashi Murashul Oif.
Okay.
Now look at the next line, V'uber.
Uber Sina in the Heimishlah.
Remember you asked this back in the Yom Aleph, why do we use it? So Rashi said, Uber and Shlil are synonymous.
Right.
But let's get to your question.
I just want to clarify. So first thing is a Machshava, I'm going to eat, time is Shlita, I'm going to eat the Shlil tomorrow.
Correct.
No effect on the Zebach.
No effect on the Zebach, that's correct. But it does have an effect on the shluch.
It's mefagel itself, but it's not mefagel the rest of the zevach.
Correct.
It's machshava of pigel. It's contained, as it were, in locally. It doesn't spread to the entire animal.
Exactly. Okay. Right. Okay. Very good. Beautiful. You explained it very beautifully. Okay. Better than
I'm
can.
I'm just trying to hold the thought.
It's a halakha.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's mefagel itself, but not the korban.
That's correct. That's what the Gemara now concluded over here by making this distinction between, we said in the Mishnah, and Rav Lozer, that he said it could be, even though it's not mifagel, it can be mispagel, and then we want to go and bring a raya from this Brisa, which also says, what was the raya from the Brisa? Rava said.
Rava speaks later.
The Rava's kasha. Ein mefaglim, ein mispaglim. Thank you for your help. Elish ein mefaglim, ein mispaglim. Neither pigel nor mispaglim. We just said that shlil mushel can become mispagel. Says Gemara, yes, when can it be mispagel? If you're thinking about it itself, then it can be mefagel. But it can't be mefagel the rest of the carbon.
And if it becomes pigel itself, it's mefagel itself.
Yeah.
Does it any effect? This is still bothering me because I can't separate it from. Is the korban still kosher? Pasul v'yesh b'kor is pasul. What's the consequence for the zrika for the korban? You don't have to answer now.
Pigel pasul's the korban.
So even a pigle of a fraction of it is possible as a korban. So if I have a machshava, let's say in a shlomim, I'm going to eat it a week from now. And I'm not even on the shlomim itself. I'm just having it on the uber, the shlil inside the shlomim. That shlomim is no longer valid, and my neder is not fulfilled, and I have to bring a new korban.
Okay. Right.
So it does have a halachic consequence, not for the korban, the busser of the korban. The busser is still kosher, as it were, right? Mm-hmm, but right. It does have a consequence that the korban is no longer maratza for the
korban. That's what appears to be from our sugya.
Okay.
We have to go deeper into the mafarshim.
We're going deeper in. We're only on glam. Hey, okay.
Good. And we continue on to more about the Tanan Hossam. And now we switch to a new sugya. What is the sugya about? Tanan Hossam Babali Mumin. Rebbe Kiva Machshir Babali Mumin. What is this all about? This Balim Mumin. Obviously, a regular Balim Mumin is not kosher for a carbon. And what do we have to do? Rashi says that if you had a Balim Mumin that was Geshochten and part of the Behema, let's say if it's an Oila, the entire animal, or if you're talking about regular animal, the Emurim, you put on the Mizbeach. It says in the Mishnah Tanhosan Balim Mumin, Rebbe Kiva Machshir Balim Mumin, you can go and leave it on top of the Mizbeach, even though the animal was a Balmum, you shouldn't have shechted in the first place, but you did. Masha, you can leave it there.
When did it become a Balmum?
Before the Shechita. How come they didn't realize?
No. In the Azara or outside the Azara?
It makes no difference.
It does, because any disqualification in the Azara, im olu lo yerdu, we know that. We know that. If the disqualification happens inside,
okay, and if it happened before?
Then im olu yerdu.
Rabbi Kiva says, Im alu lo yerdu, bali mumin, you can leave on the mizbeach.
Okay.
How do I know that? Look at Rashi, 6-7 lines into the white lines. That's awesome. Kav im alu lo yerdu, perik ha-mizbeach, machshir, im alu shelo yerdu. So okay. Rabbi Kiva is machshir, bali mumin.
I'm with Rabbi Kiva.
Okay. But what you're bothered by is, how could that be? If it's a real bali mumin, it's a apostle.
That's right.
Only minimal mumen, not maximal mumen. Is it word maximal? Question. Why halik sheirim be oifoys? An oif that has a doik shebaayin, cataract of some sort, and it's over the eyes. Even though it passels by behemoth, it doesn't passel by oifis, and by them it's called a balmum. However, since by oif it's kosher, by oif Rashi points out it will only be possible if it's a mechusar eiver or a major problem. Rashi says yovish kapa, one of the wings that got dried out and doesn't move. Nismas eina, the animals that the oif's eyes are blinded. Nikta ragla, part of the legs is cut off. No, it doesn't have to be dafka mechusar eiver. It means any major. Big mum. What's the din?
It's not material.
Getting back to Agma, as long as it's Doik Sheba'ayin, which by Oifis would be kosher, if you have that same Doik Sheba'ayin by the Hema, even though it's Avada Baal Mum, but since it's considered to be an insignificant mum, because by Oifis it's totally kosher, so Bidiyah, but if you put it on the Mizbeach, leave it there. Olu lo yet. But now we continue on with Nuchashtikala. Vushakodim hekdesha es muma. It's only if you were first magdish the animal, and then afterwards it became a balmum. Why? Because if it was a balmum initially, and you were magdish it, it never got kedushas haguf to go. Well, actually, kedushas damim. Kedushas damim. Because what happens when it's kedushas damim, what happens is you have to go and sell it, and you take the money, not for berek habayis, for repair and maintenance. For exactly, for kayas and mizbeach. Okay, but that's what you intended, but that's what we do. Okay. Anyway, Shekod Mekdish has more. Umayder Bekiva, over Bekiva would have been Moider. But Oilas Nekeva. Ooh, Oilas Nekeva. It doesn't exist. All Oilas have to be a Zohar.
It's but a congenital.
Sorry?
It's a congenital Mum. It's born about Mum vis-a-vis being an Oilas.
Very good. So what is the din by such an Oilas that you were Makdish, you took in a cave and said, I hereby declare you to be an Oilas? And then you want to go and bring that in the Beis HaMikdash. And then, in fact, they went and shechted it. And you put it on top of the Mizbeach. To command the Kodam Muma Lehegdesha Dami. The Mum preceded the Hegdesh by the fact that it was in the Keva all along. So therefore, that's what Reb Chia Bar Abba said in the name of Yochanan, explaining Reb Kiva, that even Doikin Shabayin, we will leave on the Mizbeach, because it's insignificant, but make sure that the Hegdish came before the Mum. But in the case of Oilas Nekeiva, it's always the Mum coming before the Hegdish. It only has Kedushas Damim. Take it off the Mizbeach! It doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. Olu yet. Fine. Masim Reb Zeir. Ma'alimehen b'chutz potter. All of these cases in our brisa that we brought, this lengthy brisa with the bearded goats and the oil and the roitim, all those wonderful things. What does it say, ma'alimehen b'chutz? If you were to take any of those and use those like a murim and put them on top of an altar outside the base of English, there's no din of shchuti chutz, ma'alimehen b'chutz, so it's gunished. Let's go and be medayik now. Ha'me'imon is chayiv, it's mashma, only because of those items, such as the shlil and the shilya, all of those, you're b'chutz, you're potter. Ha'me'imon, what happens if you take the aim, meaning the mami itself, and you'd be mala'it b'chutz, then you'd be chayiv.
Sure.
The hechi mishkachesla, where would you be talking about? You'd be talking about the oilas nekeva. Why are we talking about oilas nekeva? Because if you're talking about the moshe legabe akar mishlamim, you wouldn't be putting any of the basar of the carbon bachutz. It's only the case of the oil that you put all of these wonderful things bachutz. So therefore, we wouldn't go and distinguish between hamal behen, all of those, the bearded goats and all that, the beard and the wool and the shilya and all that. It's a hamashwa, only those things you put. But the aim is chayiv. And now you're not talking about the aim being chayiv by shlomim, because by shlomim you don't put these things either bachutz on the an outside altar, because you don't put them inside the Beis HaMikdash either. They're eaten, the basar is eaten. So you're talking about an oila. And the oila that you're talking about is that mehala mehen bachutz from these things, the shlil shil, all those wonderful things. But if mashal the oila itself, you'd be chayv. Why would you be chayv? Didn't we just say now, see, I'm a bishlam because of Rabbi Kiva, oilas nekeve im also loitei reid, that if it's on the Mizbeach, even though it's only on the Mizbeach, but b'diavad, believe it there, so mani Rabbi Kiva, that's why you'd be chayiv on the oilas nekeva b'chutz, because anything which is roi, not roi l'chadchila, but even roi b'diavad, to be b'fnim on the Mizbeach, you're chayiv if you're malit b'chutz outside. So that's why iman chayiv. Eliyam is a multitator, if you're going to go and tell me that Rabbi Kiva holds that you have to take it down. Why? Because the command, the kodem mum legdesha dami, it's all to tater. So therefore, it's not roi to go on the mizbeach with them. If it's not roi to go on the mizbeach with them, then you're not oiver on being malabachutz. Because you're only oiver malabachutz on those things that you roi to be malabach them. At least with the evet. If you're telling me all to tater, it's not even with the evet. So Hamani, so who does this braisa go according to? And for the more, eima ha malabachin bachutz is potter.
Right.
No talk about the basar of the shlam, talk about the emurim of the shlam. And therefore, if you ma'al mehen b'chutz, means you took the shlil and the shil, you put a b'chutz, you're potter, because that roi to go on the b'smeich inside. But the emurim of that shlam, so it's no longer talk about an oila. Now we can talk about a shlamim. And a shlam is roi to go be ma'al b'chutz, the emurim So therefore, Zaktimar, you have no kasha anymore on Rabbi Kiva. The whole kasha, not Rabbi Kiva, on Rabbi Kiva. But Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, that we're explaining Rabbi Kiva, legabi the case of the oila that we said Rabbi Kiva, but oila's in the keva. We're not talking about the oila anymore. We're talking about the shlomim. Aye, the shlomim, you're not malabachutz, but the emurim of the shlomim, you're malabachutz. That should be chayv. Right, Timora, that teres lechari doesn't shtim. But mehen kitani, the iman dumya did who? Didn't we say in the braisa that Hamala mehen means the shlil, the shilya. So we're not talking about the emurim right. of the shlil and shilya, we're talking about the shlil and shilya themselves. So therefore when we're saying, there you're part of ha'iman chayiv, so you're not talking about the emurim, you're talking about the basar itself, the karmen itself. Says, well, you're right. El'ema, change the Bryce's language. Don't say Hamala mehen b'chutz, Hamala me'emurayen b'chutz is part. If you took the emurim of one of the shlil or shilya, which was part of that Nekeva, you mala that b'chutz, then you'd be potter.
Emurim of the
yishlil.
Okay, it's the only thing that can have emurim in this list.
Yeah, I understand. The rest of it you wouldn't have.
But it doesn't mean it's okay.
Exactly. Ha me'emurim iman, but however, if you're emurim of the iman, meaning of the shlil itself, then you'd be chayv. So that's a very good diak. That's not a problem. None of that is a kasha anymore under Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Kiva Rabba or Rabbi Yochanan Libet Rabbi Kiva because we're not talking about an oil, we're talking about Islam. And we're saying about Islam that Mala the Imurin of one of the Shlil and Shilya, for instance, Bachutz, I don't know if Shilya has a afterbirth, whatever it is. Anyway, when you have a Imurim of any one of those things, that's Taka Potter. However, you took the Imun themselves, then you'd be chayv the Imurin of those banks. Chai, we stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you for your patience and listening.
So, thank you for that list.